Samantha, you've been doing some work involved with dealing with reclamation of tailings with the oil sands. Tell me a little bit about what it is that you're focusing on.
For sure. My project is a full-scale demonstration of water-capped tailings. We call it Base Mine Lake. So this technology is simply taking tailings, and tailings is coming from the process where we use water to extract oil from sand. And at the tail end of the process, we get clays, fines, and some unrecovered bitumen, and the clays hold on to some water. So this is what we call tailings. So we put the tailings in a mined out pit, and then we put water over top of it. So that's the water capped tailings project. So we spent over 20 years of research, starting in the lab, and then moving to field scale, smaller scale test ponds, looking at this technology. And so with 20 years of evidence, we are confident that this full scale demonstration will generate a viable lake.
How deep might it be?
Initially, of course, it'll be 5 meters deep, and research has said that that's making sure that the clays and fines don't resuspend. Of course, over time, the clay particles will release some water, and it'll get deeper and deeper. Modeling would suggest it's going to be about 10 to 15 meters deep, approximately.
And the water that you're going to use as a cap, where does it come from?
So that's part of still a flexible design process. The tailings pond, the smaller scale tailings ponds, have a number of different scenarios for water caps. So for the Base Mine Lake project, which is scheduled to commission in 2012, the water cap design is still flexible.
You say that you've had 20 years experience trying out the different projects to see if this is going to work. What are some of the things that you've learned over these 20 years?
This makes me really excited because I think we need to get our learnings out. So one of the things, as I had mentioned, is that 5 meter cap is the water depth that we need to make sure that the clays and the fines aren't resuspended. And so initially we'll start with that 5 meter cap and get deeper over time. The research on the small scale test ponds has also showed us that as plants grow and the bugs grow and then die, they end up making a layer, which we call a detrital layer, on the bottom, and of course that helps to make sure if that resuspends, then the organisms just use it up. It's part of the natural lake system. In addition, some of the other research from other industries is that you can have a little pile of rocks, sort of an underwater berm. So basically that makes sure that your shallow water zone, which we call a littoral zone, doesn't get disturbed. It allows the plants and the bugs to establish without having too much wave energy to knock their houses down, so to speak.
Do you have to seed the lake with plants and animals and little bugs once you start?
Initially, there's going to be a lot of really small organisms, microbial biology, and then there's a lot of different changes in the water chemistry that will allow other biology to come in as the water quality improves with time. So there's a lot of seed sources that can fly into the lake, and then we don't need to inoculate or seed the lake specifically.
So how long do you expect that it will take from the time that you start to the time when you can say, now it's a viable lake?
So that's one of our research questions for sure. So again, as the 20 years of research we've had on the small scale test ponds, in fact, one of the scientists spent his entire career looking at this technology. But the scaling up from those small scale test ponds to a full scale demonstration leaves us, we need to find out the timing as to when everything will come in. We have to work with a development sequence for ecology. So we initially will be looking at your water chemistry, and then over time we expect the water quality to improve. But then we need to make sure that we have the base of a food chain, so small bugs, plants and stuff like that, before we expect any higher biology like fish. So again, you wouldn't want to put fish in there until they have food to eat and a house to go to. So it just needs time in order to get to a full lake system. And that's what our next round of monitoring and research is aimed to look at.
And how do you deal with water going in and water going out?
Well, I think that's part of the natural lake system. Of course, you have water flow from watersheds coming off slopes and rainfall and stuff like that. So we have a bunch of instrumentation that looks at all of that information. But we have had 20 years of research, and we are committed to this water cap tailings technology. We have spent a lot of money and a lot of effort to make sure that we know that that system will be a viable lake. And it's really important to get an aquatic system into this landscape, because we have demonstrated a lot of success with the putting back forests, and it's really critical to us and to Albertans to get in the wetlands and the lake part of the landscape as well.
Is there any concern about toxicity from the material that's going to be put in the bottom?
No. 20 years of research on those small-scale test ponds and lab tests have really looked a lot at the water quality. So we have seen with time that our water quality improves and biology definitely establishes. So we are confident that from all the 20 years of research and all the money that we spent, we're confident that this full-scale demonstration will lead to a viable aquatic lake.
And what kind of scientific review are you getting as you go through this project?
Throughout the process, actually, the previous 20 years of research and continuing on as we develop our monitoring and research plans, we've always had academics throughout Canada to look at our plans and collaborate with us to make sure that we can demonstrate that these systems will be a viable lake.
Do you foresee any problems?
I don't. I've seen a lot of research, and we're with a bunch of experts, and we've worked with top-of-the-line academics. So I'm really confident with the information. I'm proud to be part of this team in order to get this lake up and going. I think it'll be a success.
Thank you very much, Samantha.
Thanks.